Thank you, Lord. How we need the Holy Spirit to come. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Oh, Jesus. I'd like to sing that again. And maybe you could just reach out to him. And maybe you want to raise your hands. I'm not telling you to do that. But I think sometimes we need to express to the Lord that desire that's in our hearts. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me. Mold me. Fill me. Use me. Is there any better prayer than that? That Jesus would come and fill us, and equip us to serve him and to live for him, to love him. So let's just sing that again. Let's just open our hearts to God and see what he'll do. Hallelujah. Spirit of the grandfather tell. We don't have too many recordings of Brother Gottfried, but there's one that that I've listened to a number of times, and he relates how as a pastor he received a call, somewhat of an anonymous call. He didn't know the person who was calling, and the person asked this question: what's the cure for spiritual tepidity? Now, I don't even know if I said that right. Lukewarmness. It's not hot and it's not cold. It's tepid. What's the cure for that? My brother Kenny was speaking of that tonight. Sometimes our hearts get a little bit cold and we don't realize it. What's the cure? And how did Grandpa respond? There's only one cure. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit. 'Tis burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came. How is it that we can love Jesus more? It's only by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so how we need him to come to us. And we invite him to come. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. We need you. We need you to work among us in these days. And that's God's desire, to do it, to fulfill his promises. There's just a word that I had for the staff, just a little word. And it actually started with Brother Ken. He doesn't know this, but on Monday morning past, he said something in the faith home that stirred my heart or caused me to remember a verse that my dad often quoted, and it's found in the 75th Psalm, Psalm 75, verse 1. Now, I have it in the King James, and I like it in the King James. So when I read into the King James, it's going to be different than maybe some of your other Bibles. But it says this, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks." Now, we've done that tonight, haven't we? Different ones have related what God has done already this season. And we give thanks to him for all he's done. But here's the part that I wanted to just leave with us. It's, "For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare." That thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. And the thought is this, that we enjoy the presence of God and we make much of that. We desire God to manifest himself, and we know God is here tonight and he touches our hearts. But God wants to manifest himself by his works among us. And he wants us to have faith that he is going to do great things. Do you believe that?
Yes.
It's wonderful that God is here, but the power of God, it said in the book of Luke, the power of God was present to heal. And we want to believe that God is going to work in these days, in the campers, in the guests, and all of us who are upon these grounds. He is going to make his presence known by the works that he performs among us. Now, the testimony that Sister Julia gave, that to me was an indication that God was among us. That he can cause a group of girls to speak kindly to one another. That's a mighty work of God. Let's not minimize it. If the saints of God would learn how to speak kindly to one another, that would be a mighty work of God. Yes. And it is. And so let's continue to believe that God will manifest himself by showing us his works in these days. And whatever that may be, I mean, the works of God are numerous. We think of salvation. God, we want you to save. Cause people to see their need of crying out to a Savior. God, I need you. If God does that, that's an evidence of his nearness. His name is near. His presence is here among us. And people will be brought under conviction. Do we like conviction? Beloved, it's necessary. We need the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. I was blessed by the testimony of our dear waitress friend here. That's a mighty work of God to get the waitresses to talk about God after meeting. I say that, well, yes, it is. It is. Amen. Amen, because that tells me that God is at work in power, in hearts, in lives, and causing them to see that Jesus is real and precious. And yes, I believe God would like to heal physically, bodies. We ought to believe that as we pray for the sick, that they will be healed. And those who have emotional needs, maybe hurts, broken hearts, can God heal that brokenhearted? Is that why he came? He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to set the captive free. To open the eyes of the blind. And we want to believe that God will work among us in these days. God is present. Let's have faith to see him work. And that begins in the cottage. Sister Loma, have faith that God is going to work. In every child, in the village, among the staff here, and among the guests, in every place, in every part of Pilgrim Camp, let's believe for God's presence to show itself in the works that he does among us. And there's a verse from a poem that John Newton wrote that I guess maybe I'm fond of. Is that a way to say it? I'm fond of it. And I say that because I've probably said it before. But in thinking of, again, this period, second period, if we could take this verse to heart, it's a verse of a poem, not a verse from the Bible. But listen to it. It goes like this. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. What does that mean? We're going to pray largely. We're going to pray in faith. We're going to believe God for great things. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. Is there anything that God cannot do? Sometimes we limit him by our lack of faith. Not seeing him. We sang, open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. He's the mighty one. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is able to do what he's promised to do. And so, thou art coming to a king. These 2 weeks will bring challenges, I'm sure. Things that will test our faith, stretch us. But we're coming to a king. And large petitions we can bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. And so let's be encouraged in these days. God is on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move. Pilgrim Camp. Praise the Lord. Yes, we praise him. We keep our eyes upon him. And he's the one that gives the victory. He's the one that brings the answer to prayer. And so I'm very happy to be here. Kind of a surprise. I mean, for me, unplanned until a few days ago. But I'm so glad that we can be here in God's presence together and believing him to work among us. And so, dear Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for Pilgrim Camp. I thank you, Lord, how you have chosen to manifest your presence in this place. And Lord, we're just asking you in these days to show us your glory, to pour out your spirit, to work among us. So it will be no doubt that you are the one who is doing the work. Lord, I pray for every staff member. I pray for every guest. I pray for every cottage or every villager that will come. Lord Jesus, you bring them here. And your desire is to meet each one personally. And so, Lord, increase our faith. Open our eyes to see you in all your glory. to know that you are the one who can do anything. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. And so we commit this time to you, Lord. We delight ourselves in the Lord. We commit our way to you. We trust in you, Lord, and you will bring it to pass. We rest in you, and we wait patiently for you. In Jesus' name, amen.